trains go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go round and round and round in a circle again. Then the child moved 10 times round the seasons, skated over 10 clear frozen streams. Words like "when you're older" must appease him, and promises of someday make his dreams. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go round and round and round in the circle again. 16 springs and 16 summers gone now. Cartwheels turn to car wheels through the town, and they tell him, take your time, it won't be long now, till you drag your feet and slow the circle down. And the seasons, they go round and round, the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go round and round and round in a circle again. The years spin by now, the boy is 20. Though his dreams have lost some grandeur coming true, there'll be new dreams, maybe better dreams, and plenty before the last revolving year is through. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go round and round and round in the circle again. And go round and round and round in the circle again.
Good morning and welcome to those of you in the sanctuary and to those of you who are joining us online. Happy Mother's Day. It's great to have you here with us this morning. Today's flowers were donated by Jerry Sass in celebration of 35 years here at Unity Minneapolis. Unitine coffee and tea sales today in Friendship Hall following the service. If you are reading Reverend Ellen's book, Hell in the Hallway, Light at the Door, it's not too late to join our Wednesday evening discussion group. And next Saturday, we have the third workshop in our Enlightened Leadership Program. You could sign up for both of those out in the garden court. Doing some work in your own yards at home? Our flower and garden team would love to have you drop off your perennials, your small shrubs. They will be either planted here in the gardens at the church, or they will be sold during the sale to support the gardens here at the church. There's a list of the most desired plants out in the garden court. Next Sunday, we have a great workshop opportunity with our very own Dr. Paul Sheely. You may or may not know that Dr. Paul's work has transformed the lives literally of millions of people around the planet. And we are truly blessed to have him here as a member of our congregation in offering us this opportunity to experience his work. As you leave the sanctuary today, the Women of Unity have a Save the Date bookmark that they will be passing out to all of the women about their fall retreat. Have you signed up yet to participate in our strategic planning process? There's much more information about how you can joyfully participate in envisioning our future together out in the garden court. And while in the garden court, be sure to sign up to receive our Peak of the Week, the newsletter that we send out each and every Thursday to help keep you informed of the activities going on here at our spiritual community. One of the opportunities that you can also sign up for while out there is to volunteer for our booth at the Golden Valley Pride Festival, which is coming up here really, really soon. So please take a look at that opportunity and see if it's what's calling you to be of service. You will also find information on many, many other activities, both out in the garden court and in your bulletin. You can feel free to take your bulletins home, the bulletin and your insert, take them home, put them on your refrigerator, help keep you informed of what's going on here, or if you would prefer, you can recycle them as you exit the sanctuary. Do you have your electronic devices with you? Now would be a great time to take them out, check in on Facebook, let your friends know where you're at, they would truly be welcome here, and then silence the devices. Give yourself and those around you the gift of this hour without the intrusion of our electronic devices. And now shall we give ourselves that gift of prayer? Let's join together in prayer. Sweet, sweet Spirit. We are truly grateful for this day, for this community, for this opportunity to be in celebration of the one presence and the one power. And we give thanks. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Amen. Shall we applaud and celebrate this day? Yay. We begin this service as we do each Sunday by affirming our core values, our vision, and mission. You will find them printed in your bulletin so you could follow along. And we begin with our core values together. We are loving, transforming, welcoming, spirit-filled, prosperous, and joyful. And our vision together, centered in spirit, we celebrate a world transformed by love, peace, and compassion. And our mission together, we are a vibrant, inclusive, prosperous spiritual community. Inspiring and empowering full expression of the divine within through prayer, education, and service. I invite our on-duty Unity prayer chaplains to please stand. These individuals arrived early to be of service, to hold sacred space. They are here to truly support you with affirmative prayer. If you have a concern, a joy, something on your heart that you would like to have someone hold in the strictest of confidence and the highest of watch, I invite you to seek out an on-duty Unity prayer chaplain. They would be honored to pray with you. Thank you for your gift of service. If we could all now stand and join together in singing our opening song, O Mother God, and the words are in your bulletin.
Mother God,
watch over me, and this joy in my heart I will share with the world. Oh Mother God, blessed be. Oh Mother God, blessed be. Sing the first verse again.
Oh Mother God,
thank you, and please be seated. Welcome. We're glad you're with us today. How are you doing? Of course you are. Of course you are. We also welcome those that are live streaming with us. Glad that you've decided to join us as well. Wow. I'm just curious today. How many is blessed enough today to be sitting with their mother or their grandmother? You're just raise your hand so we can see who you are. I love it. I love it. You are blessed, okay? I don't know about you, but I can remember a time in my life when my mother said, you know, what I really want for Mother's Day is you to go to church with me. Have you noticed that before? My dear friends, one of our favorite things to do here is to acknowledge our guests. So today, if you're with us for the first, second, or third time, we invite you to allow us to honor your presence today. Just take your courage in your hand, calling all courage, and raise your hand. Oh, I love that out there. Take your courage in your hand and raise your hand as I raise my hand. Courage. And we have some guests that, yes, courage. We're glad you're with us today. Keep your hands up. Keep your hands up until our ushers get to you. That packet of information you're receiving tells you a lot about Unity Minneapolis. There's a welcoming CD in there. If you turn that into our book desk, then we have a special gift for you. The rose is a gift from our congregation so that we can easily recognize you and give you a very personal welcome. All of that's important, and yet perhaps one of the most important things that's said on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this. And that is, my dear friends, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you are welcome here. We welcome you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence of the divine within you. Let's appreciate these marvelous guests, okay? I see so many people I haven't seen in a while, and it's just great to have you back in our sanctuary. Great to have you home. We enjoy greeting each other. We do it with a handshake, a hug, a smile, namaste. We ask before we hug. Let's do that right now, okay? So if you did not get a chance to speak with a person you wanted to speak with, we invite you to join us for coffee and tea following today's service. Let's remain standing since half of you are seated. Let's remain standing as we sing our next song.
You are a part of me. You are now move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word and singing, Surely the Presence. As the usher brings down the prayer box, you are invited to mentally add your prayers to the box. Your prayers are then prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed with for an additional 30 days. The word for today is motherly love. I bless all mothers in my prayers. Nurturing and caring for another living being is a sacred activity. Today I take the opportunity to give thanks for all who have shared unconditional love and acceptance with me. A mother can be anyone who takes on a role of caring for a child, whether that person is a biological or adoptive parent, another relative, a teacher, or a friend. The most important aspect of being a mother is to love and care for a child unconditionally. Patience and compassion are mainstays for these expressions of love in action. Just as caring mothers hold loved ones in their arms, so too do I hold them in my prayers. And from Ephesians 6, 2-3, honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. The word for today is motherly love.
For this time of meditation, I invite you, if you haven't already, close your eyes. To close your eyes to the world around you and turn within. And as you turn within, take a few deep breaths. And as you breathe out, check your body for any tension and let it go. Allow yourself to truly relax right now. Allow the chair that you are sitting in to fully support you as you let go. And as you continue focusing your awareness on your breath, bring the breath into the sanctuary of your heart. Breathing in through your heart, exhaling through your heart. Entering into an awareness of the one presence, the one power. Opening your heart to a sacred and rejuvenating experience. And in this sanctuary, I invite you to allow these words to truly be the words of your heart. Dear God, in sacred communion, I turn to your presence within. One with you, I am healed, whole, and well. I know perfect peace. The spirit of love and peace moves from within me into my life and all my relationships. I know in this moment that all is well in my life and in our world. You are the expression of order that reigns throughout the universe. Everything is enfolded in love, is an expression of love. As I reflect on this, I am grateful for the precious serenity that flows through my entire being, and I bask in the joy that it brings as I enter into a time of silent prayer. As we bring our conscious awareness back to this moment in time, we see our loved ones. We see all of those who have requested prayer enfolded in divine love. We see that love flowing from our hearts and going out to do God's work wherever it may be needed. Thank you, God, for the highest and best, as we remain open to the highest good unfolding in our lives. With grateful heart, we return to this experience refreshed and renewed. So it is, and so we let it be. Amen.
I was only a girl when you were born. Guess we both had some growing to do. Some things I loved, turns out you loved them too. Twin spirits too wild to tame. I loved it when they said we looked the same. Child. Wasn't something I had to do. Just went through my life as it went along. Now you say how that mattered to you. And your life is your finest work of art. Child of These are fearsome roads on which you travel. There are places you just have to go alone. And I pray you find that guiding star, child of my heart. May you be less afraid and wake up sooner, and take joy in the living of your days. May you heal the old pain that filtered through, despite all I tried to do. I did it for me, I did it for you, child of my heart. I did it for me, I did it for you, child of my.
Thank you, thank you. So a police officer was asked what he would do if he had to arrest his mother. He said, I would call for backup. Maybe some of us had moms like that, to call for backup. Someone else sent me one this week that I thought was cute. The husband said to the mom, so sweetheart, what would you like for Mother's Day? She said, I'd like you to take our children, put them in the car with you, drive 7 hours east, then turn around and drive 7 hours back. That's what I like for Mother's Day, a day to myself. And I think so often that's what mothers want sometimes, especially mothers with young children. As I look at our congregation sometimes and I follow them on Facebook and different things, I am amazed. I am always amazed at the parenting skills of our parents. They are just awesome. I don't know how they keep up with 2 and 3 and 4. I get tired looking at them. Can you imagine just chasing them around? You know, I remember when I walked into my first Unity Church. It just seems like yesterday. But I walked in. It was 1984 in New Orleans, Louisiana. I was living in New Orleans. And it was the best of times and the worst of times in New Orleans. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and then I got sober and clean in New Orleans. And if you can get sober and clean in New Orleans, you get sober and clean anywhere, okay? But so I remember walking into that first Unity Church, and I was just stunned to see on that platform two beautiful women, a mother and a daughter. And there was something that really touched my heart there, because I grew up in a tradition where women were not allowed to speak in church. Of course, their husbands spoke for them, I'm sure, but that's another story. But it was so wonderful to see them on that platform. And also in that first service, maybe the first service, I got something out of that, and it was a pamphlet I picked up that said, Unity leaves no one out. Unity leaves no one out. And I knew that that was for me. If they could take me with my history, oh my gosh. And so Unity leaves. And then the second thing I remember hearing that was so powerful for me was the term Father, Mother, God. Wow. I had never heard God referred to as any about anything other than Him, He. And I heard the term Father, Mother, God. Now, don't misunderstand me. I was still very confused. What do you mean, Father, Mother, God? Is it a God with a mother head and a father head on it? But that was still the beginning for me. The beginning for me to discover my own spirituality, my own journey. And it was only later that I learned, you know, in Unity we teach and we believe there's only one presence and one power, God the Good. And as I often say, that God and that presence is both Father and Mother to us all. That does not mean that God is a He or does not mean that God is a she. What it means, my dear friend, is that this presence, this divine presence, has the characteristics, the qualities of the masculine and the feminine, perfectly balanced. And I have to be careful there, because it's not that God is love, or God has love, or God has comfort, or God has peace. We know and we teach that God is the love itself. God is the wisdom itself. God is the guidance. God is all of these things that we want to experience in our life. So when we have this feeling of love for anyone, but today if we're having that feeling of love for our mothers, are those nurturing figures in our life, that is God. That is God expressing through you. That is God itself as you. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't it wonderful? We don't have to make God some big mystery. God is just the love itself in expression. So when we hear that song that we resonate with, or we feel that tingly feeling of love within, that is God. So I know this morning as I was watching the sun come up, don't you love the sunrise? You know, don't you love it this time of year? And so I was on my back porch and I was watching the sun, and the birds begin to, you know, the birds begin way before dawn, right? But they go to bed with the chickens, so to speak. But they sing before dawn. And I thought to myself, the birds, they don't know that it's Mother's Day. And they are doing what nature does. They were singing and taking care of those little ones in that nest while the father stood watch. And I think that's a lot about what Mother's Day is about. It's about honoring the cycles of life, honoring Mother Earth, honoring the divine feminine. I do not ever remember speaking on Mother's Day, and I've been doing this for a while. And I think one of the reasons that I did not like to speak on Mother's Day, often a women's group would take Mother's Day and do it, and that was wonderful. And this year, they have chosen for whatever reason not to do it. But I'm speaking on Mother's Day, and another reason I don't necessarily like is because I realize that even though I had a good relationship with my mother, I know that there's many people out there that this is an emotionally charged day for so many people. I even had people tell me that it's so charged for them that they're not able to be in church on Sunday because they know it's Mother's Day. No judgment whatsoever about that. And at the same time, as I have a good relationship with my mom, I realize that others are experiencing feelings of upsetness or feelings of anger because of the way they were treated or abandoned by their mother. I know that others are upset, experiencing feelings of sadness because they so much want to be a mother and they're not able to conceive. And so there's much sadness for that individual as well. I know there's some mothers out there that's upset today because, my dear friends, because perhaps they're just not pleased necessarily at the way their adult children are treating them. So as I talk today, I'm aware that there's some energy sometimes around Mother's Day, and that's why I encourage us to honor the divine feminine within ourselves and within all of nature. Just as I heard that first term in my first unity experience, Father, Mother, God, I realized that it was the women in my life that had provided my spiritual direction and my spiritual education. Not necessarily the men. It was my grandmother. It was my mother. It was my aunt that provided the love and the nurturing in our life. I believe that today, when we are having a challenge in our life, there's still something inside of us that wants to be nurtured, that wants to be comforted. I don't care if you're 2 years old or 102. There's still something that we want that only nurturing can provide. And my invitation to you is to seek it out. You may not be able to get that anymore from your own mother. Maybe she's in the next expression of being. But my invitation to you is to find someone that is going to listen with an understanding heart. Someone not necessarily that's going to agree with you, but someone that is going to listen. And my experience has been that I have found this in many different people, regardless of male, female. They provide that understanding heart. And we have the opportunity to find it and allow ourselves to be nurtured. So today, we celebrate mothers. But we also celebrate those mothers that have, those women that have consciously chosen not to have children. That's been a conscious decision for many people. Oprah Winfrey says that she made a conscious decision. She said something in one of her notes here, but she says, and I love it. Of course, I don't know, this is quoted according to the Hollywood Reporter, not that I read that kind of stuff, but she says, actually it was a quote I found, she says she grew up in poverty in Mississippi. She's always believed in putting her career first and knew she'd never have enough time for children. If I had kids, they'd hate me. They'll have ended up on the equivalent of the Oprah show, talking about me because something was wrong in their life, would have suffered, and it would probably have been them. But Winfrey found a different outlet for her maternal instincts by creating a girls' school in South Africa, and she talks daily with some of those kids. You see, my dear friends, male or female, we have the need to express comfort and love to others. That's our nature. And men, guess what? I loved it when I found unity, and it says that God is father and mother to us all. God has male and female qualities. God is the feminine and the masculine, and that feminine is within me, and that masculine is within me as well. And how pleased I was to discover that the feminine within me was just fine. Thank you, God. But isn't that great that you have that within you? And we have the opportunity to express it in our own life. So today we celebrate our motherly love. We pause. We celebrate that love in females and males. And you may be saying, oh, you don't understand, Reverend Pat. I cannot celebrate my mother. You just don't know the things that she's done. And I've heard stories that would make your hair stand up on the back of your head. Two things I want to share with you. A, I believe her name is Carolyn Mace. She has written a book called Sacred Contracts. She says that perhaps each of us has had a contract to come into this a lifetime and to experience what we need to experience with our parents. In some cases, she even says, guess what? We have even chosen our parents. Regardless, my dear friends, of what your belief is, I would invite you to just appreciate the fact that there was someone out there that gave birth to you. Someone chosen by you or chosen by the divine to act as that instrument to give birth to you. And to quote my friend Edwin Gaines, she says, when they've done that, their job is over. They have given you birth. And so if nothing else, I hope we walk out of here today with giving thanks that our biological mothers have given us life. You got it? You got it. There's healing work for us to do, I'm sure. I'm sure there's healing work for us to do around our parents. Frank Giudice, one of my Bible teachers, says this. He says, in essence, the most important thing we can do is love ourselves. And one of the ways that we start with loving ourselves is healing our mother wounds, our father wounds. And he charged our class. He says, the time between Mother's Day and Father's Day, use it as a season of healing for anything that needs to be healed with our parents. So today, as part of our service, something different. Thank you, God, Father, Mother, God. Something different. We are going to do what we refer to as a flower blessing, a blessing today. We're going to give you the opportunity today to receive a blessing, not only a blessing for yourself, but also a blessing for your mother or that someone that nurtured you in your life. We're going to begin with the back of the sanctuary. Come forth, and then our ministers will offer a blessing to each and every person here, and also a rose as well as a gift. Let me just talk a little bit about this. The rose is obviously resting in water. Metaphysically, water represents the flow of life, eternal life. Also, I believe with all my heart that eternal life represents our oneness with each other and our oneness with all that is. Our oneness even with our mothers, those of us that have already, mothers have transitioned to the other side, as we would say, into the next expression of being, we are still one with them. Someone this morning said to me, oh, my mother hangs around with me a lot. Anyway, she goes, it reminds me of a joke. I shouldn't have gone there, but I'm going there. The one who says, I visit my mother's grave often just to be sure she hasn't moved. Okay, so, oh, goodness. That was no intention of being told that. So, but this is the deal. I believe with all my heart, she said, yes, I feel my mother's presence. I believe with all my heart that we are one. And how many of us have felt our mother's presence before? Even, regardless of whether they're present in this life or not. So the water represents that eternal life and our eternal oneness with each other. The rose represents love. Love is represented by the rose. And also the rose represents divine unfoldment, that our life is unfolding exactly the way it's supposed to unfold. Do you believe that? Yes. At least four of you do. It does. It does. Our life unfolds exactly the way it's supposed to unfold. It's unique, yours and mine. So the rose represents love, perfect unfoldment. You know, when we christen a baby in this congregation, we offer rose petals rather than water if the parents choose to do so. Because again, it represents that perfect unfoldment of that child. And just like a rose, you cannot rush the unfoldment of a child. And you cannot rush the unfoldment of a rose. So we're going to invite you to, you know, to come forth and to receive this blessing. I'm going to invite our ministerial team, Reverend Jeanette and Reverend Patty, to help me out with this. And then our prayer chaplains as well. The prayer chaplains, what they will do is they will hand the rose to us. And the prayer chaplains will also have silently blessed this rose. Bless this rose. And then after they have blessed it, they'll hand it to one of the ministers, and the minister will then bless you with it if you choose to do so. Just open your heart and open your mind to the possibility today of any healing that needs to be done in your life. Open your heart and open your mind to the possibility of a closer and greater relationship with your mother in this expression of life or the next. If you're a mother, open your heart and open your mind to continue to be the best mom you can be, whatever that means. You know, we get to the point sometimes where we think we have to be a perfect mom, a perfect dad, a perfect son, a perfect daughter. Baloney. We do the best we can. Our parents did the best they could. If they could have done any differently, they would have. So I'm going to invite our ushers to come forth, and the ushers will release from the back, and then we will also then have that opportunity to for you to be blessed. We're going to start with the back row, and then I'll invite you to come down. Thank you. right here on streaming, let's just blow the nose, okay? So, you know, I want to just say something about blessing. As we received a blessing, and we know the power of blessing. Parents bless your children often. Speak words upon them that uplift them and strengthen them. A blessing is what we confer good upon. When we bless something, it multiplies in our life. So today, that good, through each other here, that good of God has been conferred upon you in a special way. So this is your assignment if you choose to accept it. If you don't, write me a note. So this is your assignment if you choose to accept it. And that is truly, if your mother or someone that has nurtured you is in this expression of life, speak to them today. There's someone in your life that nurtures you. Speak to them. Tell them how much you love them and appreciate them. If your mother's in the next expression of life, speak to her as well. Let her know. And then take time today, just 1 or 2 minutes, to share something about your mother. About your mother. And when we speak of our moms, it keeps them alive, not only in our memories, but in our hearts. It also keeps them alive in our children's hearts as well. So how you doing out there? Oh my goodness, I love you. I bless you. I behold the living presence of the divine within you. And so it is. Amen.
Your mind assured that I'll be loving you always. As now can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing will grow older every day. Just in all that's newborn is new, you know what I say is true, that I'll be loving you always.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you. I'm going to invite our ushers to come forth as we prepare to receive our tithes and our gifts and our offerings. If you're streaming with us today, we invite you also to make a gift to Unity Minneapolis. You can do so online on our secured website. So let us go within. Let us go within and just feel that one presence and one power, that Father, Mother, God that is always present. I'll affirm our church offertory blessing once and then ask you to affirm it with me and then silently. Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And now silently. Thank you, God. Amen.
We held each other's hand. What matters is how well we loved each other. It's not how far we've traveled on our way, but what we had to say. It's not the springs we've seen, but all the shades of green. It's not how long I held you in my arms. What matters is how sweet the years together. It's not how many summer times we've had to give to fall. The early morning smiles we tearfully recall. What matters most is that we loved at all. It's not how many summer times we had to give to fall. In the early morning smiles I tearfully recall. Whatever matters most is that we loved at all.
So let us take just a moment, pause with a heart full of joy and gratitude today. And we bless these gifts. We bless the gifts that's been received in the mail this week. We bless those participating in our consistent giving program, our unexpected income program. We bless all of these gifts, and we send them forth to fulfill our vision and mission of a transformed world. Thank you. Thank you, God. And so it is, and so we let it be. Amen. A couple of things. First of all, as you know, we're in the midst of our strategic planning program. It's not too late to participate in that. We would like your feedback. We'd like your feedback, your voice, to be heard. There's numerous ways to do that. There's a table in our garden court concerning our strategic planning, and it will be personed by a member of our strategic planning committee today. You can do it online, you can do it with a survey, you can do it on a one-on-one interview. It's not too late. and we want your input into that. The second thing I want to mention to you is this is a time of year, the last 3 weeks in May, when we invite you to share in our consistent giving program. Our consistent giving program, there's information. Many of you participate in that already, and I say thank you. And if you do not participate in it, we invite you to prayerfully consider doing so. It's also an excellent time to reevaluate your giving through this program, to make any changes that you want to make. It's easy to do as well. Just on a personal note, I know that you see me put a check in our offering each and every Sunday, and yet the majority of my tithe is given through this consistent giving program. I am pleased to be a member of that, and what it happens, it's easy to participate, it's easy to change. Also, what I know is that when I'm not here, my financial gift is here. My financial gift is here so that we can continue to provide the programs and services that we do here in order to fulfill our vision and mission of transforming lives. So we invite you to seriously become a member of that. Next week, we return to our What I Really Need in My Life, What I Really Need in My Life. Let's stand together as we bring our children in, okay?
The light, in the light, in the light. We are walking in the light of God. In the light, 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 in the light.
Sing, you are walking,
you are walking in the light of God.
In the light, in the light,
you are walking in the light.
Morning.
I got to hang out with Griffin today, and we were commenting that we didn't have quite as many kids as we thought we might at 9:45, and he said, I think the mothers wanted to sleep in. Makes sense
Smart
to me.
Kid.
So we are here with a happy Mother's Day to fathers and mothers and parents who are in sacred service to their families. And I have a call to action for our community to be a place that really supports families, in particular families with young children. And one way we can do that, and I always make it my goal to have parents be part of the service here, that they have this sacred hour. And the way we as a community make that happen is for other adults to be up serving with our kids and providing a sacred hour for them as well. We would love, love, love to have you come join us this Sunday. This summer, pick two or three Sundays and come up and be part of our youth education. You'll be glad you did, and we'll be blessed as well. Thank you.
Sign Thank up. You. And let's appreciate our adult volunteers as well. Yes, our adult volunteers. Our prayer for protection and our peace song speak to at least three people you do not know today, okay? Let's just know together that the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, and the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are,
God is.
And all is well.
Be the moment now. We there.
you thought you knew was turned upside down, opposite of your point of view. How would it be if the ground was really sky, and all of this time you've been walking when you could have been flying? If you run a thousand miles a minute, you can expect to wear out a few pairs of shoes. If you forget how to love and take it for granted, you can expect to wear out people close to you. What if all the birds were flying just to show us? You